Was that a highlighter?
You know, I was listening to the music. I was sitting there like, okay. And then I'm like, I completely forgot to grab some. I'm just like, what is in this room? And
this.
The brightest highlighter you can find.
That is pretty neon.
I know. I was like, okay. That's
you can read in the dark when you highlight with that one.
I know. So apparently what we do is on the night shift decides to have glow sticks and dance. And so.
Maybe that's where they're having raves in your office when you leave.
Apparently, and this is what I found, because there's quite a few of them. Hold on one. There is, and seeing that doesn't help because there's a solo cup with them. So
that solo cup was probably full earlier.
No, we ain't got no solo cups around here, so I don't know where this solo cup came from.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, it's just one of those things that they don't tell us.
Yeah, no. $5 yeah. entry and you get a solo cup. Here you go.
I may have to see what Martine is doing after hours.
You might want to put a security camera in there.
Might need to double check on Martini, see what he's up to. Anyways, welcome everybody to Zia Comic Weekly, where we are ready to nerd out for the next half hour. I am excited because there's always something fun to talk about, and you never know what crazy idea will come out of our mouths. I mean, Troy may be able to find the latest AI technology, or he may develop the latest version of TikTok if it was ever to go away.
It's so, yeah. I think one of the senators, didn't Rand Paul step against it, so it's not, it's at least safe for a little while longer.
Yeah, for a little while longer. So we can still keep doing our dances on TikTok. Or at least try to dance. I mean, that's, yeah, we're not that very dancing people here.
I don't have the coordination.
My hips don't move the way they used to back in high school, so yeah, I can't.
I failed square dancing class. And yes, that was a class in Indiana.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, at least you guys had dancing classes. We didn't even have that. So I was like, okay, don't. We didn't even have band. In my high school, we didn't even have band. So
that was about the only thing we did have. We didn't have football. We didn't have, we were too small. Oh, we had FFA.
No, I mean, everyone has FFA.
That was like the big gang back in Indiana.
Right. Hey, what size?
Your corduroy collars.
I wasn't cool enough to get one of those, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Graduating class. How big was your graduating class? Because I bet you I can beat you.
73.
Oh, man, I got you beat.
That's because one guy failed. It would have been 74, but he got held back.
Ours was 30, but only ours was 30. 29 showed up because the other one, he couldn't make it. Apparently, he had to go to work that day, so he couldn't make it to his own graduation. So, yeah. So 29, it was a pretty short ceremony.
Yeah, that's didn't take long to walk 29 people across the stage.
You know, it's bad. You know, it's pretty cool though, because I mean, we had it in the budget to be able to do fireworks. I mean, so it's like, cause it's 29 people. So it's like, we got to figure out
fireworks for graduation.
Yeah. We launched fireworks. We had it all, man. We had our own dance number. It looked like a Miss United States pageant for graduation.
And it was number 29.
It was choreography. You would have thought I was in High School Musical.
Wow. No, we didn't have that. They just walked across stage and they're like, all right, leave. We're done.
Yeah. I was tree number 3 in the back. I'm kidding. Anybody that's watching that I went to high school with, they could be like, he's a liar. He's, I was like, no, it was true. We only had 29 people there.
It was tree number 2, not number 3.
It's like, don't try to discredit me. I was tree number 3. Oh, man. Well, let's get ready to nerd out. There's a lot to talk about. I'm pretty sure by now, I think everyone knows the number one movie was going to be John Wick. I didn't get a chance to see it right. $75 million. And I am just amazed by this movie because I'm finally, I haven't seen it yet. Don't know if you got a chance to see it.
Not yet. I don't want to go to theaters.
Yeah, I know. But I'm finding things out about the movie. No spoilers, by the way. Just I've been trying to avoid spoilers. But you got to love Keanu Reeves for the way that he does his movies now. Because
he is a method actor. He does all that stuff for real. I've seen videos of him going through like a little shooting range drills, and dude, he could probably do a lot of that stuff.
Well, he can be as active as possible, but don't give him any lines, because apparently this headline that has been going around since Monday was that Keanu Reeves, he stripped the John Wick Chapter 4 dialogue, so he only had to remember 380 words for a nearly three-hour movie. So he only had to know less than 400 words, and he was okay.
Yeah, well, the John Wick movies have never been compared to Shakespeare. So
that's true.
I have no problem with that. You go in there, you know it's going to be nonstop action.
So he only needed to remember 380 words to give you what people are saying one of the best John Wicks. So
this, the previews I've seen of it, it looks pretty action-packed. Now, I think they already greenlit number 5, so we'll be seeing more John Wick.
Yeah, and probably less words in the next John Wick. He's like, we got a 380, we can get that bad boy down to 150.
Maybe he's got a bet with somebody. He's like, I bet you can't make a movie with less than 300 words.
I'm wondering if there's an award out there that they would give to somebody for, like, I don't know, like, how do you win an award for the least amount of words or something like that? Like, I don't know if you get an Oscar or an Academy Award, something like that.
The Sloth Award.
The Couldn't Remember His Lines Award.
Well, Marlon Brando used to have them written on other people's costumes for him. He refused to memorize them. Like on Superman, well, they're written on the baby's diaper. Then when he's holding them up, his lines are written there. In one of the last movies he did, he had an earpiece in, and they were feeding him his lines.
I remember that they were having to, like, repeat them so he can say them, which that's kind of cheating in a sense, because could you imagine if you're that guy that has to read to him and he gets all the credit, you're just in the back having to read to him?
But he kept getting jobs. People just wanted to see Marlon Brando. They didn't care. He could have just read the phone book and they probably would have watched it.
It's like, look, we're just going to sit him there, look pretty, don't move, and we'll be okay.
I guess. To have that kind of charisma.
Yeah, I mean, but 380 words, I mean, that's enough to say, Keanu Reeves, were you trying to go for a world record or what was going on? But
that's,
I mean,
not
you're
even
right.
A whole chapter of a book.
No, I mean, dude, there's instructions to things that have more words than that. Like, I just put together a kid's playpen yesterday, and that had at least 500 words.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's a bet he's got with somebody. They're going to try to get it all the way down.
Yeah, it'll be that legendary moment that later people find out whenever they're honoring somewhere that they're saying, hey, remember that one time I bet you to only do less than 400 words in a movie?
Yeah.
And you said it couldn't be number one?
So. I mean, not since the talkies came out has it been that low on vocabulary.
Oh, man. But yeah, 380 words. And then Keanu Reeves gifted all these stunt doubles T-shirts with the amount of kills that they have been in the movies. So the stunt doubles got shirts, and the shirts have numbers as to how many times they've died in the franchise.
That's kind of cool.
That's a unique gift, because yours is definitely going to be different than the next guy. So it's like, hey, why are you wearing a shirt that says 23? Tell me how many times I died in John Wick.
Yeah. that was, of course, the T-shirt was wrapped around the Rolexes he gave him.
Probably. I know, I didn't see that part, but I'm sure there was a Rolex or something else that was attached to that.
Supposedly, he gave him some really rare inscribed Rolexes.
Oh, gotta love the.
I want to be an extra on John Wick.
Right? I mean, I'm sure the catering was pretty good for that one. You get a T-shirt at the end and a watch.
I'd be happy with a Seiko. One of those little calculator watches. That'd be great.
It's like, hey, look, you get him an Apple Watch, man. That's amazing. Thank you.
I'm good.
Well, John Wick, of course, your number one movie, but it looks like John Wick is going to have competition this weekend, because there is a movie that is coming out that is picking up a lot of steam. At first, I'll be honest, I don't think I was excited for this movie, but the media. I bet you do know what it is, and I know you're excited for this movie. Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it's been getting killer reviews. I think Rotten Tomatoes audience and critics have it over 90% right now.
Yeah.
You never see that, ever.
And I mean, to see that high of a score, and it seemed like it was quiet. I mean, I saw, you know, a bit of trailers and teasers here and there, but leading up to it, I don't know if they were just like, look, they had a plan, because right now that is the only thing I am seeing when it comes to, like, you click on an internet page, Dungeons and Dragons. Watch the TV, Dungeons and Dragons. Anything. Even on my Instagram, I'm like, when did Instagram start getting ads?
The gram.
But it's The gram. Sorry, I'm showing my MySpace is even showing in Dungeons and Dragons. But the marketing that they're doing, and then plus the high ratings, I really think this is going to be the upset of the week. I don't think John Wick can hold on to 2 weeks in a row of being a number one movie.
Yeah, I mean, they said it's got the right amount of humor and action, and then you got all the old D&D nerds who are going to go for the nostalgia, and you get to see an owlbear, dude.
I mean, why? I mean, that's enough to make somebody want to go, right?
It caught me. There's going to be a big resurgence in D&D you watch, because basically, from what I understand, that movie is just like one big long D&D campaign.
Okay.
So if you enjoy the movie, you'll probably like playing D&D.
And so looking at preliminary numbers, so they have John Wick at 25 million, 25 to 30 million this weekend. And they have Dungeons and Dragons at 30 to 40 million. So they're saying it could quite possibly be the number one movie this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's just domestic numbers, right? Just U.S.?
Yeah, that's just here in the U.S. Of course, overseas, they have projected another 40 to 50 million overseas. So, I mean.
That tells you right there it translates pretty well. Yeah.
And like you said, we're about to see a lot of people. And I think those that hadn't played, I mean, there's a lot of adults that maybe haven't played in a very long time. That are now like, oh, now they're making a movie and now I'm going to go play and then I'm going to play with my kids and then my kids are going to get into this. It's just that thing that's going to be passed along to the next generation.
Yeah, it'd be because whenever you play, I mean, you always get characters. Like there's always a goofy character. You usually get the murder hobo. And then, you know, everything else mixed in. And if you got a good DM that keeps everybody on track, he can take care of all those different role-playing personalities and mesh them into a really great campaign, which is basically what they've done in this movie.
I am surprised by the cast that we're going to see in this. There's quite a few big stars attached to this movie. You got Chris Pine that's in it, Michelle Rodriguez. I can't remember his name right now. I'm like forgetting it right now, but he was the main character in Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, he plays one of the elves, I think.
Yeah, he's also in the movie. And I believe they're also trying to get the girl from Modern Family's husband, Joe Manganiello. I know he's a big D&D fanatic.
He is huge into it.
I mean, you're talking, he's about that life. So I'm surprised if he's not in this movie as well.
Yeah, that and I wonder if we're going to pull Vin Diesel.
That's true.
Before your campaign, we're going to win because of family.
That will be the sequel to Dungeons and Dragons. D&D family. Oh, don't even. Hey, they need one more Fast and Furious. They're going to cross over with Dungeons and Dragons. I'll race you dragons.
I'll race dragons. Yeah. Don't forget Ray. I had to look up his name. That's what I was looking down. Rage Jean Page, the dude from Bridgerton.
Yes, that's right.
Right after Bridgerton, he was like the biggest thing. Every woman in the world wanted to meet that guy.
Yeah.
And there was rumors he was going to be the next 007. And so he pulled out of season two of Bridgerton, and then he kind of fell off. Nobody saw him. Well, now he's in Dungeons and Dragons.
No, you're going to see Chris Pine, too. Chris Pine, I think he's just right there. He's been coasting lately. I mean, he's a star, no doubt in my mind. But, like, something to take him over the top. I think this could be his franchise that really takes him over the top.
Yeah, I mean, from Star Trek, and then he had the appearance there in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I think his character's done there.
We would hope. We'll do it again. So is hers.
He's got great comedic timing. The guy is awesome with those. I don't know what you call it. It's not like in your face comedy. It's kind of real subtle. And I like him as an actor.
Yeah.
No apologies.
He has those moments where you kind of have those, got to rewind to see. It's like, wait, did he just say what I think he said? And then it's like, oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's kind of almost a deadpan delivery, but yeah.
Yeah. No. And it doesn't help when, you know, you have the first name of every popular superhero right now. Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris Rock. I know. I just,
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, Chris Rock was in an action film. It was at the award show last year, and yeah, we all remember how that went.
Best practical effect.
Exactly. They're like, wow, the sound effects. I know. Hey, he did his own stunts that day. yeah, so I'm looking at Dungeons and Dragons, of course, going to do well domestically. John Wick, I mean, had a really good weekend, but I don't know. Dungeons and Dragons, I think even for those that aren't fans that have never played, I think they're going to enjoy, you know, this movie. I think it's going to take the casual viewer that loves to go to movies, and it's going to be something completely different.
Yeah, and who doesn't like dragons? I mean,
I mean, anything with a dragon. I mean, I was just watching Shrek the other night, and it's like, I had a dragon. We're good. So throw a dragon in there. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I think this one is going to be – it's going to overtake John Wick. I'd be surprised if it doesn't.
So, well, we'll see what happens at the box office this weekend. But it looks like a pretty good matchup. And then we head into next week, which – I think the pressure will be on for next week because Super Mario Brothers comes out in theaters next week. So it looks like we got a pretty solid lineup over the next couple of weeks, because before you know it, we'll be to Guardians of the Galaxy, the Flash movie. Oh, man, just perfect. We just need these movies to hurry up and get to streaming services.
Yeah, I mean, I might be tempted to go to the theater for Dungeons and Dragons, but I don't think I'm gonna, but I do really want to see it bad.
Yeah. So hopefully this one goes to, I think this one will go to what, HBO Max maybe?
I hope so. Yeah. And I hope Super Mario Brothers does better than I think it's going to do.
Yeah. So
I'm kind of scared, man. Chris Pratt as Mario, I'm not feeling it.
You know, and it's weird because I've seen many interviews. He's having to defend the voice, because a lot of people are looking for the classic, you know, Italian. Yeah, exactly. And instead, all I hear is Parks and Recreation.
Like I said, I've been wrong before. I was wrong on Sonic, so yeah. I'm hoping I'm wrong on this one.
All right, you all can't let us down when it comes to video game characters. So
destroy my childhood.
Please don't. So theater, it comes out in theaters next Friday. They recently did a survey where they asked who was the most popular character in the Super Mario Brothers franchise.
Yoshi.
Who was your Yoshi? Well, believe it or not, the most popular character is, in fact, Yoshi. Yoshi is the most popular character. They said the most loved characters is Yoshi, then Luigi, then Mario.
Wow. I figured Bowser would be in the top three.
No, Bowser comes in fourth, and then, of course, you have Princess Peach that's fifth. But Mario, he isn't even the
star of his own show.
I know. The video game is the most – it's named after him, and Yoshi and Luigi take the top two spots.
I'm down with – Yoshi, I kind of knew, because Yoshi's universally loved.
Tell me, not anybody ever wanted to own a Yoshi?
Oh, I still do.
I mean, it's probably a big budget to feed him, but
yeah, that's okay.
You know, we'll work it out somewhere. I'm sure we can. And then the price of eggs these days. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but those eggs, they're a lot bigger. So
I don't know where you're gonna find something like that. Well, Super Mario Brothers drops. It's a whole list of characters. I keep hearing the Seth Rogen in Donkey Kong. And I can't, man. Like, it's so funny because with Seth Rogen, you just know it's him. And I'm like, I'm waiting for him to do like a Pineapple Express type. Like, please don't do that to Donkey Kong.
Oh, it's Seth Rogen. He's the same character in every movie as Seth Rogen.
It's the laugh, bro. It really is. And like, he's going to be in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We're going to hear the laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still on the fence on that one, too. Yeah, it's him and he's Bebop and Rocksteady. It's him and John Cena.
John Cena.
Yeah. I couldn't see John Cena there. So.
We got the Cena reference. Oh, man. So, yeah. So it's going to be a pretty busy weekend. John Wick definitely has his he has some challenges ahead of him. But like you said, it'd be surprising if he can get through this week as number one. But I can't see him being number one. Although I could possibly see a Dungeons and Dragons go 2 weeks number one. So they could possibly slow down Mario. If it picks up popularity this weekend, and if it does out of the numbers that we're thinking, I would be very worried if I was Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I mean, if they steal their thunder on opening week, that doesn't fare well for them. I don't know. I'm scared.
But, you know, there's a whole community. I don't think people realize, like, the community for Dungeons and Dragons is massive. I mean, you have that and then video games. The Super Mario, the old school, got to blow on the cartridge fans. I mean, that's, you're talking two different, you know, worlds coming together to see who's going to overtake the box office.
These kids now don't even know what a cartridge is. You just aged yourself.
Thanks, man. What? Earlier.
I download my games.
Like, it's not on a CD. Oh, but then again, I shouldn't even say that. They're going to be, what's a CD?
Where's that in the app store?
I don't see. Does it like go in the phone? Like,
yeah, even CDs. I saw something the other day. They're putting those down as historical thing. I got mad at first. I was like, no way. They did come out in the 80s. So,
by the way, Martin burned a CD for me for something. I had no idea what to do with it.
Did he make a mixtape?
I have no idea. He was like, hey, here, so you can play this. And I looked at him, serious. We are in a radio station, and I looked at him, and I said, I don't know where to play this. Like, I don't have a CD player, not in my car. I guess I could play it on one of the computers.
They make a good coaster.
That's – don't tell him, but that's what I did.
Certainly. Hey, Martin, do me a favor. Can you upload these and email them to me?
He's like, dude, we don't even use flash drives, so why are you handing me a CD? What are we doing here, man?
Yeah, that's the next thing to go. Flash drives are going to be
– yeah.
Oh, man, I feel so old.
I mean, all I need for him to hand me one of those old discs. Remember the – what was it?
3.5-inch?
Yes, those things.
We used the 5-inch floppies, the big ones.
Oh, the ones that would bend?
They were really floppy.
yeah. We are so sorry. This moment is being brought to you by Metamucil. If you are our age, don't forget to have some Metamucil today.
Yeah, we were old school. We even had the tape recorders that you could record data over onto, you know, because we used to get they used to have magazines that came out that had all the code in there, and you'd have to type out the code manually, save it over to that actual cassette disc, and then you could play it back and play games. But if you missed one line of code anywhere, one little figure, the game would crash right in the middle every time. Talk about frustrating.
Man, hashtag the Oregon Trail. Remember that game?
Oh, you have died of dysentery.
Oh, man, I tell you, we're definitely showing our age right now. All right, let's bring it back to 2023. Let's get out of the time machine. Did you get a chance to see Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn?
I saw pictures, yeah. And the Joker movie was one that kind of surprised me. It's don't watch it if you think it's going to be DC Comics continuity type stuff. It's still a good movie on its own, but it doesn't, you don't need to tie it into that stuff. Just let it be its own movie. And I was actually kind of happy with it. So I'm hoping this one follows along in there as well.
Yeah, you're right. And I hope they don't try to tie it into, because I mean, we obviously know where their storyline heads, right. But also I really enjoy this, you know, knowing more about that character and to where it gets them. And I feel like we're going to learn that more about Harley Quinn in this one, to where it's not like what we've seen. We're not going to see Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. We're going to see something totally different.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see her fall into a vat of chemicals or anything. This is almost – look at it as an alternate universe telling of Joker. More realistic, something that actually really happened, I guess. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he corrupts her mentally to be – Harley Quinn.
And you know, and you remember how mental he was in that movie. Like, ooh. I mean, man, was it such a just good, great performance. Just everything about that movie. And it surprised me, because I'll be honest, at first I was like, do I really want to go see a movie about the Joker? I mean, how many times we got to hear about the Joker? But turns out there is this layer that I think a lot of people are excited to see.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to see the new, they've already announced the new Batman movie too. So if you don't like real world stuff like this, wait for the real the Batman 2.
Yeah, no, you'll be able to see that. I think Lady Gaga will do pretty good in this. I think this is definitely showing that she needs to be in the movies. I mean, I think she's always been great in music, but I think movies have lately been calling her name. And I mean, depending on how her performance comes out of this, I think we could see her in a lot more in the future.
Well, I mean, what was that last one she's in with? What's the name? What was it? Star Is Born or?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper. She didn't really get in that one.
I almost said Rocket.
He was in there with Rocket Raccoon. You wouldn't be wrong.
Right? I was like, yeah, she was in Guardians.
So, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, she definitely can act. So let's see her in some bigger roles, see if she's more than just a one-trick pony.
See, I don't understand why DC isn't trying to go that route with their movies, because that would work. I mean, that's different from Marvel. I mean, I think if you gave it that kind of layer of movies, like for the Batman and even the Flash, and I understand you want to have your like Guardians of the Galaxy where there's a lot of hijinks and fun. I really think if they kind of stuck to that formula, I think they would do very well. Not that they're not, but I mean, I think their movies would last a lot longer when it comes to conversations about them.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with who's in charge.
Yeah.
I mean, like Marvel had a slump there too, but Marvel had Ike Perlmutter until recently. So you're going to see a big change in all the Marvel comics and movie universe here coming up soon. Yeah. DC, I don't know what their excuse is, man. They have good characters and good stories. They just don't translate them into good movies.
Yeah, so it seems to always be the conversation here is just DC. I don't know what they're doing. Like, get it together, guys, because you guys do have obviously some great products. I mean, and very memorable icons too. You think about how many people walk around with Batman shirts and Superman shirts. And
I did that one time. I sat out front and I counted how many people were in comic book related clothing. And it was like almost one out of every three people that came by had something comic book related on them.
Yeah. Crazy. I didn't wear it today. I was wondering, I was like, did I wear my Marvel shirt today? Because
you got your underoos.
And I was like, wait, no, I wore the Marvel underwear, not the Marvel shirt today. That's what I always got to remember what day I wore my stuff.
Are they marked with the day you're supposed to wear them on the bag?
I'm supposed to wear my Hulk underwear today. I forgot
those. This is my Wednesday pants.
Hey, man, when you got to wake up early for the last 17 years, you start to make a calendar of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not make it real easy. I'm not 3 in the morning. Yeah, no, that's all you.
Oh, man. So some drama going on with the Power Rangers and Amy Jo Johnson being in the headlines. If you guys recall a while back, we talked about her not being in the upcoming special. Right. And, you know, it was related to money. And so she released a statement saying it wasn't all because of money. And she said something that is very relatable to us right here. She said, maybe I just didn't want to be wearing spandex in my 50s.
I'm sure if they'd paid her the right amount of money, she would have put on the spandex.
Yeah.
Everything I've seen about her, it's but we tried to bring her into a couple of our cons. I can't afford her.
Oh.
She's more than all the other Power Rangers combined.
And it's crazy because it's like, I don't know. For me, I always thought the Green Ranger was the most popular one out of all of them.
Yeah, JDF, he was probably the linchpin. He was the one who started the whole big Power Ranger nostalgia thing. But he didn't charge anywhere near what she's wanting to come to an event.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yes, she was a lot of our childhood crushes back in the day, but I mean,
well, so was Catherine Bach, Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
She doesn't charge that much.
Exactly. So she says it wasn't money, and she says, maybe I just didn't want to wear spandex in my 50s, and maybe I couldn't commit to a month in the Netherlands to film. So I don't know what big project she's got going on that she couldn't go to the Netherlands for a month.
Or maybe she's tired of getting ragged on and just making excuses.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like though, right?
You can have a stunt double wear the spandex. Most of those spandex shots from the early series wasn't them anyway. That was rehashed, you know, Japanese footage. So that's a crappy excuse.
Yeah, I guess obviously with her getting a lot of of hell for this, or her not being a part of it. And JDF obviously had mentioned out the, you know, beginning, he said he wasn't going to be a part of it, but that's because he had his own projects that he was working on, and we knew he had other projects working on it. So
yeah, which should be coming out soon. That Legend of the White Dragon should be hitting theaters, and I hope it's good.
I do too, man, and I'm excited for that one, because, like, you know, I mean, when we got a chance to talk to him, just the passion he sounded for a project like that, man. He just sounded so excited, because it's like, how are you? You've been a Power Ranger your whole life, and you still find ways to be excited about this thing. And him taking it in a different direction, I think that's where he just found more excitement for it.
Yeah, yeah, it was that. Is, he did some of the stuff with Bat in the Sun too. They did a little series of Valiant. It was, I think, it was Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe. It's like a 6-part online only thing. If you Google it, you'll probably find it. It actually wasn't bad, and he played Bloodshot in that one.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah, and I thought it was really good.
I like, he actually, watching his stuff, man, he was the, I didn't know about Bat in the Sun until I started seeing a lot of his stuff where they would match up Power Rangers versus the different, I think it was what, Ryu from Street Fighter, and seeing him fight against Video. It was, it's so cool just to see the stuff that he would do outside of the Power Ranger world.
Yeah, I mean, we lost a good one when he left. I don't think any of the other Rangers are going to be able to fill those shoes. I mean, don't get me wrong, the other Rangers are really good, but he was like a step above pretty much all of them.
Yeah, man, and he definitely sets the standard, I think, when it comes to when you go to these cons, how to be with your fans. And not just that, any signing, anything that he did, the guy, I mean, anybody that I think, you know, a lot of us got a chance to, you know, interview him. Some of us, you know, got to interact with him. And there was always nice things to say about this guy. And you see videos now to this day on Instagram of him with young fans that are just excited to be around him.
Yeah, he was, the first year we brought him in, he had a line. I mean, as soon as the doors opened, people lined up for him. And it was probably 300 or 400 people deep. So we're bringing him in from the back, and we're walking past this line, and he's doing something on his phone. He's like, "What's this line for?" I was like, "That's the line for you, dude." He's like, "Are you serious?" I was like, "Yeah." And so he stopped, and he stood there for a second, and everybody else is looking down at their phone. He's like, "They don't see me." I was like, "No." And he's like, "Hold on." He's like, "You guys are waiting in line for me?" And then they all look up, and you just see everybody. And he, you know, as he's walking down the line to go to his booth, he's interacting with all of them, talking to them, taking selfies with them. So, I mean, he really knows how to hype up his fans.
Yeah. So, well, I hope some of these other Power Rangers can at least attempt to do some of the stuff that he did. And hearing these things, especially because, you know, these were such iconic characters, you know, when you hear them wanting to still, like, I don't know if they're trying to fight over the fact that they were, you guys were part of our childhood. You guys were part of the 90s. You were a big part of the 90s. And now in 2023, just to hear that you're fighting. Because he's like, "Oh, I don't want to have to do this." It's like, well, you haven't been in anything in 30 years. You might want to think about it.
I would like to have that problem.
I would too.
Yeah. I don't want to be tied to this thing that made me famous.
I know, right? Trust me. All I need to do is have it's the same goes as, you know, when they say one hit wonders. It's like, "Oh, you're just a one hit wonder." You know how amazing that is?
That's fine. You can make a career out of that. Then every weekend you go to the cons.
I will gladly be. You were the guy that threw up in that famous movie. That was me. Where would you like to sign?
Pay me $5,000 every weekend to go to a new place that I've never seen before. And
exactly, I get to travel.
Oh,
I get
God, to, that's so horrible.
Right, I get to say my catchphrase that didn't even come up with me. The writers wrote it for me.
Yeah.
And I get to live.
You don't pay your travel. You get a per diem for food. You get a hotel, and all the money you make, it's yours. You're guaranteed to make X amount of money.
You're sounding like someone who books these people.
I do. And if I could ever get famous for one thing, man, I would jump on that bandwagon so quick.
One
You'd
day.
You'd be tired of seeing me.
He's signing autographs again, guys.
Yeah, okay.
I will gladly, I would ride that train till the wheels fall off if that was the case.
You're dang Skippy.
Before we get out of here, what's new with El Paso Comic Con? We're getting closer and closer, man. I mean, can you think, imagine, we're already getting into April.
Yeah, and a couple of days, April Fools, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we had a cancellation. I mean, Patrick Warburton had to cancel. And I've already sent the contract to him for next year. He said, yeah, he wants to come next year, but he got pulled out for some filming. And it happens, man. I mean, I know people are disappointed. I'm pretty disappointed. I actually wanted to meet him. But I also don't want to hinder his career. So, and he makes a lot more money doing that than he does come to our con. Yeah. So then there's a clause in the contract. They're allowed, if they get called out for professional reasons, that they can cancel. And that just makes sense, dude. You want to see him in more shows and more movies. So yeah. That's what he's doing. So then next year when he comes to the con again, you know, you'll have something else to talk to him about. But he'll be coming in 2024. The rest of it, we're just – all the pieces are starting to fall in place with that one. And I'm actually starting to work on some of the other events because they're coming up quick too.
Oh, man. You look so calm talking about it, by the way. I just throw it out there. You look very calm.
It's Valium.
Oh my gosh, it's exciting though, man. But it's like, yes, although on this hand that, you know, we do have a cancellation, but knowing that they'll be able to come back for next year, I mean, it's still something exciting, you know, to be ready for. I mean, it's so cool, and there's so much. I mean, you guys definitely put a lot into this for a lot of different things, not just for one, but for, like I said, like, I'm excited that you have like a whole wrestling thing going on into it. It's so cool.
Yeah, and well, we did add Sam Jones for all you Flash Gordon fans. So it was like the same day that Patrick Warburton canceled, Sam Jones texted me. He's like, hey, you have any room for another celebrity? I'm like, funny you should ask. <It's> like, yes, I do. It's
like, see, so there you go. You get Sam Jones.
Yeah, and we'll probably be announcing two more. I think the girl who does the voice of Peppermint Patty is going to be coming.
Oh, wow.
And, Robert Mukes, who's a big time horror actor, like House of a Thousand Corpses and stuff like that.
Okay. So
I'm just waiting on their information so I can post their pictures and stuff. But they have told me yes, they are coming.
Like I said, guys, he's so calm about everything, and the next couple of weeks are definitely going to be crunch time for you.
Well, you didn't see me crying right up until 10:59 before I had to log in. Okay, I gotta go in right now.
He logged in. He says, hold on. Do I look like my eyes aren't red, right?
Is that a center?
Oh, man. If they want to keep up with you guys on the socials, how can they stay in contact with Zia Comics? And for those that want info about the Comic-Con, single day tickets still available, how can they get all the details from you guys?
We're all over the interwebs. You know, we got Facebook. We got the gram. We got Twitter because Elon hasn't ruined it completely yet.
Yep.
We got YouTube. And thanks to Rand Paul, I guess, we still have Tiki Taki for just a little longer.
The only time we will reference that name is because of...
Yeah. Thank everybody's like, who's Rand Paul?
Google, everybody. Please do that.
Yeah.
But TikTok is still here for now.
We don't usually thank Rand Paul for things, but this time we can.
Oh my god, and of course with me, you can keep up with the Big Show, Hot 103's Big Show on Facebook. You can check us out on Instagram, and then myself, Joey on the FM on TikTok, as I will be figuring out ways to get another follower. I don't know, I'm slowly catching up to I think I might hit 200 by the year 2024, so who knows.
Is that your projected?
That's my projected. Yeah,
you gotta bribe them, offer them something.
I don't know what to offer them. I can offer them this highlighter that I had over here. That's about it.
We got that. Hey, I got that Paquito hot chip. When you hit a certain number, man, we can split that chip on air.
You are trying to kill me, aren't you?
I don't want to eat the whole thing myself.
No, oh my gosh. I have seen people's faces, and as much as they're just like, it's not hot. Yeah, they don't show you the part where they just cannot stand it anymore.
Yeah, well, the chip, and you know it's not fake because the ones for Paquito will turn your tongue blue.
Yeah.
So you can't fake it with like a Cool Ranch Dorito. Go, oh, this is...
I got you. Look, it was a corn chip. It was a blue corn chip. Nope. Yeah, we know you didn't take it.
Some people who did it, and they said, whatever you do, eat like, you know, a little bit of bread beforehand. Make sure you have some milk sitting by. So I'm ready. I don't want to eat the whole chip myself.
We may need to pull some people in to share that chip with you.
We'll pull gloves out and break it into little pieces.
Oh, my stomach's hurting now just to talk about it, because I've been through those challenges, man, and it never goes well for me. I've done from the scorpion chili to what is there was one candy that they brought called Satan's toenail, and that one hurt. So I don't know.
I've done a few of the hot ones that we've had in the store, and yeah, there's only been a couple of them that made me cry. This one I'm pretty sure would make me cry.
I don't know.
We can make it a station-wide thing. Get everybody together. We'll everybody get one little piece of the chip.
Let me check my insurance first before we do that, okay?
Hey, Lindsay, does the station cover this?
Does the station cover the fact that my tongue will go blue and you may need to get an ambulance for everybody? Like, just wanted to double check. So,
hey, can we have them on hand? Just have the paramedics right there waiting.
There you go. That's going to be one heck of an interview that day. Why you guys got paramedics?
Oh, yeah. Instead of the hot wings interview thing, you could always do the paquito chip interview.
Oh, my God. I will feel bad for whoever does that interview.
I'm talking about you, the interviewer eating the chip and then trying to interview.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, that's right. Be like, okay, here, we'll ask somebody to come. Hey, there you go, Troy. Come on in.
Yeah, I'll bring the chip. We can split it three ways. Tell Jackie she can have a piece too.
Well, there you go. Yeah, see, we'll break bread, as they say. All right, guys, this has been another edition of Zia Comic Weekly. We'll check y'all out next week.
Later, nerds.